This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the second part of a four-part conversation. We're talking with Warner Braun. He's the president of the Carpet and Rug Institute. We recorded this conversation while at the association's annual meeting in Dalton, Georgia. Now, Warner, in discussing putting together the ANSI standard for carpet sustainability, it seemed like an awfully long process, a lot of different players involved. How did you physically do this? Was this done with everybody in the same room, or did you do it electronically?
It was actually both. There were a number of face-to-face meetings, but there were a lot of documents that were passed around, especially in the latter part of the process after, you know, the hard work had been done. There were a lot of details, you know, to say that every I had to be dotted and T crossed for everybody's satisfaction would not be an understatement. And so certainly early on, there were a lot more face-to-face, which was really needed because in this process, you know, people have to get to know each other and begin to have confidence that the other person is out there to make this thing work. And that happens best face-to-face. But certainly in the latter parts of the process, there was a lot of electronic work done.
So now, product that we will see as a result of this new standard, when will we see that?
Well, the certification process is going on right now. You're going to see products begin to get certified over the next 2 or 3 months. The certification is not an easy thing to do, but I know people are already beginning to get certified, so certainly over the next 2, 3, 6 months, you'll begin to see a lot of certified products in the marketplace.
Now, who exactly will be doing the certification? How will that change under this new standard as related to the multitude of other standards that you had earlier?
Well, SCS is the primary certifying body today, but I know other people are looking at becoming certifying bodies, including NSF, who helped in the drafting of it. So I think over time, other people will certainly get into it, but the main body today is SCS.
And then the whole process will take some time just to set up shop and start to process the new carpet.
Well, that's right. And as I said earlier, I think within the next 3 to 6 months, certainly you'll begin to see products in the marketplace.
Now, as you mentioned, the ANSI installation standard is in the earlier stages. I suspect that's got 18 months plus to go at this point. We had talked about this in earlier conversations. Bring us up to date on exactly what the rationale is there, what you're hoping to achieve.
Well, it really goes back to the strategy development that the installation issue management team that Kerry Mitchell heads came up with. They really wanted to build a strategy that was analogous to what we were doing in the cleaning and maintenance area. Really wanted to create this standard so that we would have the ability to then, once the standard is in place, to begin training people, installers, against this standard. And then that created the opportunity for installers to be certified. And then once those things are in place, then you have the ability of the mills, if they decide to do it on a mill-by-mill basis, to begin to tie their warranties to certified installers, then they have the ability to do that. I mean, it's exactly the same approach we've taken in the cleaning and maintenance area. You know, CRI created the family of seal of approval testing and certification programs, so that, you know, we knew what was out there that really, really worked. And then, you know, various mills picked up on that and decided they wanted to tie their warranties to the seal of approval program. You know, that same paradigm hopefully will evolve. Now, I do want to caution folks that you use the word 18 months. This isn't going to take 18 months. It's going to take longer. First of all, I think it'll probably take on the order of 2 years to get the standard written, and then once you have that, then you're going to have another lag time where somebody will have to pick up the standard and start training and certifying installers to that standard. And there are a lot of schools out there today which hopefully will pick that up as an opportunity not only for themselves but for the industry. That'll take, I would suspect, at least 2 or 3 years before you have enough installers in the marketplace who are certified, so that the mills, if they decide they want to do it, that there'll be enough installers, certified installers across the United States, so that the work can actually be done.
And I have to suspect that just about all players on all sides of this question are in favor of this, which is probably why you're doing it.
Well, I hope so. We certainly have had a number of conversation with any number of people in the installation area. I really believe, and sincere about this, I think there's a win in this for everybody. I think there's a win in it for the retailers, because, you know, if this plays out the way our vision has evolved, you know, they're going to have a lot more satisfied customers. They're going to have a lot less complaints with respect to installation issues. Certainly the installers will benefit, because now they're going to hopefully have the opportunity to do warranty work if the mills decide to go that way. And ultimately, the consumer is going to be a huge beneficiary of this, because they're going to be there's going to be a much higher likelihood that they're going to be satisfied with their installation. So I think there's value in it for the industry, all the way from the customer up through the retailers, the installers, and the mills.
And the IICRC is involved in this as well. They play a key role.
Well, that's right. We looked around and said, okay, who can we partner with to really take up the mantle of running the ANSI process? One of the first people we looked at was IICRC. I mean, they're doing that already in the cleaning area. So they have a lot of experience with the ANSI process. They've got the experience of some of the standards they've already written. So they were kind of a natural choice for us. And certainly it creates a whole new opportunity for IICRC, because it allows them to get into an area that they've not been in before. So we're very, very pleased that they're going to do this. One of the other things that really helped move this thing along is that Chris Davis and the World Floor Covering Association really approached IICRC hand in hand with CRI, and I think, you know, that was really what was a major step forward in convincing IICRC that this is something they wanted to take on.
Simply to have another major part of this industry involved at this close at these close quarters.
Well, absolutely, and I think, you know, to be totally candid, there was some early skepticism, and I'm sure there's still some skepticism out there among retailers, but to have a powerful organization like World Floor Covering Association say, yes, this is the right thing to do for the industry and for our members, you know, was a big vote of confidence.
And I know the WFCA is very supportive of the CFI certified floor covering installers, and obviously they have a seat at the table, and I suppose and they're a training certification organization, and I suspect that this is something that they've been in favor of for quite some time. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I would say that, you know, in my early conversations with them, I think there was some skepticism, but I think, you know, as we've painted the vision better, I think they and other organizations that are in the training and certification business begin to realize that, you know, that this is really an opportunity for them to grow their business and also, you know, to certify more installers and hopefully we'll all be certifying now to the same standard.
So just so everybody understands what we're talking about, right now the standard in this industry are the CRI 104-105. What this will do is update that, be more in detail in terms of installation standards in this industry for soft floor covering. I think that's what it says on the cover of the book, if I'm not mistaken. Is that in essence what we're talking about?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we have to be cautious about is that, you know, when you write this standard, various people will come to the table with standards. Certainly will come with CRI 104 and 105, but I would be astonished if CFI or FCICA or others didn't bring their concept to the table as well. That's the beauty of the ANSI process. It really is, you know, a consensus building process. You know, this will not look like CRI 104 and 105 when we're done. And rightly so, because, you know, it really needs to be a consensus document where all the players have input. And just as we've recently done on NSF 140, it didn't look anything like the original CARPA sustainability assessment standard that our industry had primarily driven. So it will evolve, and it will evolve because of the input of all the stakeholders.
This will conclude the second part of a four-part conversation. It's with Warner Braun, the president of the CRI, the Carpet and Rug Institute. We recorded this while attending the association's annual meeting in Dalton, Georgia. We'll air the third part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio.